The first section of the sporting spectrum is play. The characteristics include fun, spontaneous, simple and childish-like in nurture, and the activity must be non-rigid and self-administered. The functions include social, physical, emotional, environmental, cognitive, and moral skills. All of these group together to provide the opportunity for the youth to master their own reality. For adults, the motive is different. Play offers the opportunity to escape the reality of everyday life and the stresses that come with this. The next focus is physical recreation. The characteristics include voluntarily being involved, people having the choice of which activity they would like to participate in, being involved at all levels and different abilities, and limited funding. The functions include to learn physical skills, health and well-being, stress relief, relaxation, enjoyment, social development, and meeting people. The difference between outdoor recreation and physical recreation is that they have the same characteristics, but outdoor recreation is focused on participation rather than relaxation. Outdoor recreation. The functions include appreciation of the natural environment, respect for the natural environment, gaining a sense of adventure. As well as the benefits are physical, mental, and personal benefits that come with the physical activity. The characteristics include voluntarily being involved, people having the choice of which activities they would like to be involved in, similarly as before, a big focus on participation, being involved at all abilities, and limited funding and limited skill of fitness. The difference between PE and outdoor recreation is that with PE, you can learn the foundations of a sport, whereas outdoor recreation, you learn the skills through experiencing the sport, whereas with PE, you would be taught these skills. The next focus is PE. The characteristics include education, sport, and recreation. This stage would involve heavy involvement from teachers who would be teaching the youth and teaching people the skills and basics of a majority of different activities and sports. Functions include physical skills, social, mental, and cognitive, and the development of self-esteem and confidence. As well as this, the development of leadership skills. The next section is outdoor and adventurous activities. The difference between PE and outdoor and adventurous activities is that although both are educational, PE isn't location restricted, but it needs specialist facilities, whereas outdoor and adventurous activities can be performed in any location. The characteristics of outdoor and adventurous activities include non-competitive scenario. This is a good alternative to traditional sports like cricket or football. Functions include a knowledge of the natural environment, awareness of safety, teamwork, social and communication skills, leadership skills, and self-esteem. Finally, the last stage is sport. Characteristics include a goal-orientated and involves competitiveness. It is considered seriously at a particularly elite level. Time and space restrictions apply and specialist equipment may be required. A high level of commitment is also required, especially in the training process. Functions include improvement of health, increasing self-esteem and confidence, the opportunities for socializing, and generally the opportunities for a healthier nation, which will demand less of the NHS and other health services. As well as this builds the attitude and mentality of a nation coming together, which is the key focus of events such as the Olympics. To compare sport and outdoor and adventurous activities, sport is more focused on health and is certainly more competitive.